I think this is a misplaced concern. These are very secure and very well defended, but the Americans do see that the Pakistanis haven't really reacted, you know, with anything like the vigor or the kind of concern for national sovereignty to the really quite rapid southward march of the Pakistani Taliban, and are concerned about what would happen if they captured the state, perhaps took over, and then somehow appropriated these nuclear weapons.
Well, why is the Taliban gaining such a foothold in Pakistan?
I think there are lots of reasons, and it's a bit obscure in some ways. But the areas that they're currently operating in, which are these... there are two of them, but they're basically frontier areas between Pakistan and Afghanistan. They're highly mountainous, very inaccessible. Really, from the time of the British, these were kind of no-go areas. The British would work out deals with these really very independent and highly armed tribesmen, basically saying, you know, we'll pay you if you stay away. As long as you don't come and cause trouble in the agricultural parts, you can rule yourselves. So these have been areas where, even under Pakistani rule, these areas have largely been free from the influence of government, but that also means that they haven't had schools, they haven't had hospitals, they haven't had the regular administration of law and so on. And the Taliban have come into these areas. These are, of course, very traditional areas and very faithful areas in terms of people's beliefs. And they've been able to push aside with incredible ease, apparently, the district authorities, the local police. They've been able to chase people away, to take over the property of large landholders, set up a kind of parallel administration to government. And so naturally it's very concerning when you see the apparent ease with which they've set up a kind of competing sovereignty in these areas.
Mm. And, I mean, back to Osama bin Laden, rather, would it actually make a difference to these international terrorist organizations if he was or wasn't dead anyway?
I mean, in practical terms, what you're pointing to, I'm sure, is right, but I think in symbolic terms, it would be huge. So we're caught between the fact that, you know, if we did have evidence that he was dead, that kind of leadership element, you know, would definitely be gone in terms of the ability of groups which have been loosely under what some people seem to call the Al-Qaeda franchise. Probably it wouldn't make that much difference. Those groups are going to carry on more or less on their own, whether it's groups in places like Algeria or Lashkar-e-Taiba in Pakistan. They'll carry on irrespective, I think, at this stage.